It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for this segment is brought to us by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. It is Tuesday, so we are having our first Conversations with the Mayors this week by talking Hillsborough with Mayor Jen Weaver, who joins me on the phone. Jen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Happy Tuesday. I'm doing well. Just staying dry here on a cloudy, drizzly day here in Hillsborough.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of that start to the week. Always a little tough when it's now a short week because of the long weekend. But I know it was a busy long weekend across our community, as there's always different Martin Luther King Jr. events throughout the weekend. Figured I would start there, Jen. Were there any that you attended or any that stood out to you in the Hillsborough or broader Orange County community?
Yes, absolutely. So there was one on Sunday afternoon that I was very sorry to miss, but the Hate-Free Schools Coalition, they organized a wreath-laying ceremony in the Margaret Lane Cemetery. And the Margaret Lane Cemetery here in downtown Hillsborough is where enslaved people were buried. I cannot remember how many at this time, but some of those are marked, some are unmarked. It's just a very somber, reflective place. And they had this wreath laying ceremony, and the wreaths are still on display. And I was not able to go, but I heard from people who attended that it was a very special and moving event. And then I was able to go yesterday to the annual Northern Orange commemorative service honoring Martin Luther King Jr. And that was at Mount Zion AME Church. And I was tasked with bringing greetings from the town. And it's always great to come together for that event. And yesterday was no exception.
That is excellent to hear. And it's no surprise, too, that there is always so much happening in our community. And I think important to remember as well, as you and I have talked about in the past, that the stuff that is discussed on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I know for many of our elected officials, extends throughout the whole year. Can you share again with the listeners what your perspective is when you are honoring that holiday and when you're experiencing that holiday, Jen?
Absolutely. I think that the day is really a chance for us here in Orange County to really center ourselves and assess how well we are doing at advancing the cause of racial justice and equity in our communities, because as you say, it is something that we put our minds to year round. But I think that it's just this real centering moment for us of how are we really carrying this legacy, Dr. King's legacy, forward. And I will tell you that one of the things that was most impressive to me about yesterday's commemorative service was that every year there is an oratorical contest that is for young people, for school age. There's an award. There's a winner for elementary, one for middle school, and one for high school. And I think all the adult speakers were humbled. I mean, these kids just knocked it out of the park, really tying together how Martin Luther King's legacy, reaching for social justice, is tied to so many of the other issues for equity and justice in different areas that we should all be mindful of and take heed of what these young people are saying. It was really, really special.
That definitely sounds like a fantastic experience. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. I wish there was some video or something, because I would love to go back and watch that. Always astounded for what kids are able to do. Now, that experience was kind of on the later side of the weekend. I saw you posting about a different experience on Friday of riding Orange County Public Transportation from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill. And I know that that public transit is something that you think about quite often, and something we certainly have talked about quite often here on our airwaves with you, as we try and figure out how to better connect kind of Hillsborough and Chapel Hill and Carrboro in that way. So I wanted to make a point to ask you, Jen, what was your experience doing that like? Because I'm sure that's something that a lot of other folks in our community do or are interested in doing but haven't had a chance to try yet.
Absolutely. So I love riding the bus. I do not have frequent cause to ride it. And I will say that a lot of times, because certainly I do have meetings in Chapel Hill, sometimes I have meetings in Carrboro, and a lot of times I don't end up riding the bus because the time window doesn't quite work, or I don't plan well myself. And so one of my intentions for this year is to really try and prioritize riding the bus when I can, if I can make it work on the timing part. So I'm saying that out loud on the radio. I'm trying to do better at that this year. But I had a meeting down in Chapel Hill on Friday, and it's really great because Chapel Hill Transit runs these morning and evening routes for, you know, those peak hours of people who are really doing that daily commute. And then Orange County Transit has filled in these middle of the day hours so that you can get to and from, you know, in times other than just the rush hour times in the morning and evening. So it's such a delightful way to travel. It's a beautiful route going down Highway 86, and I've got no complaints.
Well, that's great. And my follow-up too was, you know, being able to actually ride it and experience it, does that better inform you how you want to try and move forward, figuring out a continuing better partnership from county government to the town governments, and when it comes to entities like Orange County Public Transit and Chapel Hill Transit? Because I think it's fair to say the route between Hillsborough and Chapel Hill, I'm great that your experience was good, but that connection is probably where we have the most gaps in service, right?
Yeah, no, I think that that's right. And I, you know, one of the things that I was saying in my, you know, in my tweets that I was sharing on Friday was that because I don't ride the bus frequently, it always feels a little unfamiliar. And so I worry about it probably a little more than I need to. Like, I want to be sure I'm there in plenty of time, that I know when it's coming, and, you know, how am I going to pay for it? All of these things. And so I think that that helps me see what it's like as an unfamiliar rider, someone who's doing a one-off, but we don't want people to decide it's too hard, you know, or something like that, or be too worried it's not going to work out. So I think it's a good practice for me, both as someone who wants to take advantage of it as a community member, and someone who, as you said, wants to be sure that we are, as a community leader, that I can, you know, give some feedback if that's needed for any way that it's working for folks.
Well, if you want to find out some more details about Orange County Public Transit, I know that there are some details and information on hillsboroughnc.gov. That is the town of Hillsborough website, but also on the county government website too, orangecountync.gov. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and we have a few minutes left. Anything else happening around Hillsborough that you want to mention? I know that there's not a town board meeting until next week, so any other pieces of town news that you think our audience should know?
Yes, a couple of things I wanted to mention. There is a public hearing this Thursday. It's the quarterly joint public hearing between the town board and the planning board. And so I encourage folks to go on the town website and check out that agenda to see for any items of interest. And 2 weekends ago, there was a public meeting for a skate spot that the town is planning to build at Cates Creek Park. And that meeting had fantastic turnout. And I've just heard really wonderful feedback about how that meeting went, trying to get input for what people would like to see at the skate spot. And for people who are not able to go to that meeting, the town is accepting written input until January 30th. So you can also find out how to submit that written input on the town website as well.
That is very exciting to hear, because I have been following that skate spot story just because I think it's neat. It's one of those things that you probably don't see very often when a town amenity is being considered, but going straight to the source of those who would be using it most and figuring out what they want seems
That's
like
right.
a pretty good strategy to me.
I agree. Skaters know what they like.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything else happening around town that people should kind of keep an eye out for as well?
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight there's a place that's been around for a couple of years called Eno House. It's in West Hillsborough, and it's a former church that has this really beautiful space And they have held all sorts of different events there, but they're really trying to have more music events there. And so, for example, coming up this Wednesday, they have, they're calling this series the Eno House Artist Den, and they're having a Songwriters in the Round event. And it's just a really cool space. I got to see a band there last year, and great vibe and another opportunity to see some of our local musicians do their thing and be in community with other music lovers.
That is a great, great suggestion, because I know obviously local music, a huge part of the fabric of Orange County and the Triangle. And I know Hillsborough has a couple of music events, but I'm sure that there is certainly enough of a local music scene to where people are looking for additional places to play in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got it exactly right.
So enohouse.org is their website if folks want to go check that out and see what they've got on the calendar. Certainly a good suggestion that we can make to the local music followers and team here at 97.9 The Hill as they keep an eye out for different venues and stuff like that. So thanks for mentioning that, Jen. And if you want to check
out many
of the other things that we've been talking about during today's interview, you can head to the Town of Hillsborough website, hillsboroughnc.gov. Jen, as always, great to hear from you, and we look forward to chatting again next week.
Great to talk with you. Take care.